So starting from Davav, my time ago, four lines from the top. We learned that Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin, they got together, they convened the Bezdin, and they answered to all of Shechita of a Kusi. That means even if Oymel al-Gabav, still a Kusi Shechita is possible. That means the reason is basically because he's like a Goy. We consider him like a Goy. Shaz, my time with Goy, why were Bonham? Why did they make Xerah that considered the Kusi like a Goy? So the Gemara says, because the Hodder of Shimon and Lazar, Shadre Rameyer, Rameyer sent of Shimon and Lazar, Suya Chan Vekasai, he sent him to get wine from the Kusim. On the way, Ashkehuk Saba, he found the old man, Amlei, Vesamta Sakim Bliacha and Bal Nefesh Ata. If you're Bal Nefesh, you know, don't drink this wine. Put a sakin by your throat and don't drink this wine. It gets it home, don't drink from the Kusim. So Halkav Shimon Lazar, Sipa Dvaron Fri Rameyer, Shimon Lazar went back to Rameyer and said, hey, he doesn't let me drink the wine, he said, I shouldn't drink the wine. And Ramey said, you know, he's right, but God's alayim. And he made Xerah not to drink the wine from the Kusim. My time. Well, what's the reason? Omar Nachma Yitzchak. The story was, the Mus Yoina Masulahem Barosh Hargrizim, Shay Oivmoisai. This old man, and they found the certain Kusim were living on Hargrizim, and they put up the Mus of a Yoina, of a dove, and they were serving that Yoina. It was about a Zara. It's only a Miyat of the Kusim, because not everyone lived on Hargrizim. But Ramey Latamey the Chayes of Yuta, the Gaza Rubat of Yuta. Once Ramey heard, so he was going to buy from the Kusim and Hargrizim. The old man said, don't go near there, those guys are no good. He came back to Ramey, Ramey said, oh, some Kusim are Oivda Barazara, I'm Chayes of Yuta. And therefore. What?
Frey touches wine.
So really, that's telling in Mumar, we had before. Either it's Mumar of Barazara, or it's Mumar of Chalatar Kula, or it's Mumar of Shabbos. Either one is enough of a problem. Right, so Shalom is if it's probably eating these days a mumur. It could be they don't know about anything about it. They don't know anything about the Tavik Shemesh, but the Chazanish talked about that. Not so posh that a fry is called mumur.
Miss Sofik. She was going to buy him there.
She's kosher, but she's not. So, she doesn't know. That's what you see. Forget you show me. Right, but you show me that she really wants to do good. She doesn't know better. She wants to buy him there.
She thinks there's
it's a Sofik. Don't let her touch the wine. If you ever touch the wine, you can use it. It says over here, Meir Tamei Chayesh Yemuta. It goes because we're about Yemuta. And Rav Gamil Beis Dina Namikra Meir Sfirle. Rav Gamil Beis Dina also hold like Rameyah, and that was their basis for making this exerah, because they held like Rameyah that Chayesh Yemuta. And once they found out that Kusim now are no good, they're busy with Avodah Zarah, therefore he came and was Geyser on the entire din of Shechita, even for Oymel al-Gabav. See, till now we're worried about Kusim, Lifnei Evelis Dina Mechshol. That's what we're about till now. Now, after that, we found out that they do have a Zara, they're much worse. So it's not Stam Lifna Eva. Lifna Eva would help if you give them to eat or you have a Oymel al-Gabav. But now that you found out that they're Oymel al-Zara, they're like Goyim, and therefore will not work. And there won't be a good Shechita, like Goyim. Pashta the Krav Mai Ksiv. What's Pashta's Pshat in the Pasuk of Samta Be'Loyacha? B'Tamar Yosh Be Rabbi. It was someone at Talmud that's sitting in front of his Rabbi, the Tanar Abchia, Kisesha Vilchaim. As Meishel. When you sit down to argue with your Meishel, which means when you sit down to argue with your Rebbe, bin tovin eis asher lefanecha. You know, think of what's in front of you. V'samta sakim b'liyacha. And, you know, don't just ask anything. What happened now, the first wide line in the Gemara over here? The Gemara brought down this pasuk to tell you that when a zaken told someone shouldn't eat from the kusim, and now I was saying, what's pasuk in the pasuk? So it says, the Tanya Rav Chia, kiseishav luchem es moishel, luchem is lashon of learning, we learn, you fight in learning, es moishel, with your Rebbe, with the God of the Torah, bin tovin es shofenecha, understand what's in front of you, v'sam tzanka b'leyecha b'al nefesh ata, and put something in your throat if you're b'al nefesh. The Gemara explains like this. If you know your Rebbe knows the answer to this question, bin. Then ask him the question. Mlav, if you know he can't answer the question, tovin es asher lefanecha, understand what's in front of you and don't embarrass him. Samta sakim b'liyecha b'al nefesh ata. Try to hold yourself back. If b'al nefesh, try to hold yourself back by asking a question. If you know the Rebbe doesn't know, and like in the middle of a shir, and you know you have a question that he's not going to be able to answer, do not ask him. That's not the right thing. That's the pasuk in the pasuk. Be parish from just a question. Okay, we're going back to the Kusim over here. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef. So far, what we've learned today is recap quickly that the Kusi in the Gemara past two blots said that if someone's Oymel al-Gabav, it's a good Shechita because the only choshes for lifting the evil is the michshol. L'maisa now, Rav Gamliel made a gzera on them that they're like goyim, and their shechita is no good. And we'll see now even bigger gzeras on them. Rav Yitzchok by Yosef shadi Ravo l'asui chamra bekusoi. Rav Yitzchok by Yosef sent Ravo to bring him wine from the prison. Ashkehu saba, he found this old man. Old man found him and said, "Amalei les kan shemir Torah." There's no shemir Torah here. Don't go here. Don't go here. Buy the wine. It's not a good place to buy the wine. This kuzma not shemir Torah. So he went back to his mishaleach, went to Ravo, who sent him, said, "What do you mean? They told me I shouldn't buy wine here." Halach Ravo, went to Amir Vasi. They didn't leave there. This is later on. This is a later dar. The later dar is they made him into mamish goyim gemurim. So Gemara asked Lamai, "Well, what's in the gate? Ilish shchita v'yai nesach. Mihasim gazavu. Rav Gamliel already did it. So what did they add on? These are Amaroyim, a few hundred years later. They paskened out the mamish goyim. The mamish goyim, we already know the goyim. We already said shchita's no good, yayin's no good. So what were they moisif over here? So the Gemara, Rabbana, mahasim gazer Rabbana, Rabbana Rav Gazer, Gemara, inu gazer v'lekibunayu. Rav Gamliel was gazer, and they were not makabel this. Also, Rav Amram Asi gazer kibunayu. And the Rav Gamliel made this kakana that you can't eat from a kusi shchita. The Ma'ase never got traction that gzera. People still were eating from kusim. It took a bunch of years later that it finally Rav Amram Asi finally put down the din. This is the way it is. And after that, no one ever ate from kusim anymore. Now the Gemara has a lashon of a chavim gemurim. What's that lashon gemurim? They're like the full fledged goyim and not what you know. What does it mean goyim gemurim? My of a chavim gemurim. Amram Yitzchak. Levatel Rishos, Velitin Rishos. Ukidatanya. So before you see the next five lines, I'll give you a little akdama. The halacha is, when you make an Erev, let's say, what we call Erev means machitzas around, let's say, a city. So that's not called the Erev, that's called the machitza. You're still not allowed to carry until you have Erev Chaseris. You have to take Erev Chaseris, it means that it makes everyone into one. If there's a guy in there, he doesn't work at Erev Chaseris. Or if it's a Yidin there, didn't make an Erev Chaseris, also doesn't work. So let's take a guy first. So all the guy's Erev Chaseris does not work. So how do you get rid of a guy? You have to seicher his rishus. You have to rent his rishus from him. That's the Yafadu. If a Yisrael forgets to make an Erev, he has an Eitzah. He can mevatel his rishus. Even on Shabbos, you can tell the guy, you know what, I'm giving you my rishus. And you have an Erev Chaseris, you're part of the Erev Chaseris, so then it'll work. It won't start the Erev. So a guy needs a Schiris, he can do Bittur Rishus, but a Yisrael can do Bittur Rishus. Okay, so. What? If it's Yisrael Mumar that keeps Shabbos Fahesia, then he's not considered a goy. He's considered a yida. Mevatel Rishos and Noisim Rishos. He could be mevatel his rishos and give rishos also. He's regularly yid still, even though betzina he's mechal Shabbos. But for hes he's not mechal Shabbos. He's not considered a mumer. There's not be a lot of other things. Let's say someone has someone in his house who's a mumer. So if he keeps Shabbos in public, he can cook for you. But if not, he cannot cook for you because he's a special akum when he cooks for you. If he's a mumer lechol tarkula for Shabbos, that makes him lechol tarkula. V'sheina v'shamer shabbata v'shuk. If he's not Meshav Shabbat Meshuk, means Befahesia, he's Michal Shabbos. Ain't him a Vata Rishos, Venoisim Rishos. He cannot be Vata Rishos. Meshav Omru, Yisrael, Noisim Rishos, Vata Rishos. Yisrael has this thing he could give away as Rishos. Ve'chavim Acha Yiskar, a guy you have to do Schiris. Agav, the reason why they made it a Xera of Schiris is they didn't want you living next to a guy. It's not good. He's going to teach you things. Therefore, they made him make a schiris. This is what everyone says. They make a schiris, and he's going to be scared that you're doing some kind of kishif, and he's going to say, okay, I'm moving out. I have nothing to do with this. Or I'm not doing a schiris. Or I'm not doing a schiris. And you're not going to live there. You're going to move out. So, Rabbi Chabi make a schiris. Keitzad is going back in Yisrael. How does Yisrael do bitter rishus? I'm giving you my rishus. You don't need a chalipin. So what do we say about Chavim Gemurim? It means regarding Bittur Rishos, that just like a guy can't do Bittur Rishos, you have to do Schiris. Same thing by Mumar, you have to do Schiris and you cannot do Bittur Rishos. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Rav Zeira Rav Asi Iklo Lepundiko De Yai. Rav Zeira Rav Asi came to the Pundik of Ya'i. Ya'i is the name of De'i, whatever you want to pronounce it. It's the name of a city. I see the Kamea Beitzim HaMutsumoko is B'Yai. And they brought him a dish. It was poached eggs and wine. So, you know, he wasn't sure if he should eat this. Rav Zeira loy achal. Well, why would he eat it? Because they were eating over here. They got amaratzim here. And it was a shayla of demai. Demai means that amaratzim achosha didn't take off chuma maizrus. So you're not allowed to eat from that. So it's called demai. So here is a shayla of demai. But was, which, only on the ayin was a shayla of demai. On the eggs, no chiyah maizrus on eggs. But so on the ayin. It wasn't a shayla of yayin asa because it was a shayla of aretz. It was a good deed. It was a shayla of aretz. Rav Zeira asked Yikla Punta Gediyoi. Also, come here. Beitzam mitzmakas v'yayin. Rav Zeira le ochal. Rav Asi ochal. Rav Zeira did not eat. Rav Asi ate it. Only Rav Zeira. Rav Asi loy chayish mar le taruva is demai. You're not worried. Rav Zeira told Rav Asi, "How are you eating this? You're not worried about demai." Amalei lava datoi. I didn't think of it. Om Rav Zeira. So really, so what's the shaila in the Gemara over here? The shaila in the Gemara over here is if they were geyser on taruvis at demai. You know, demai is a suffix if the amaret took meiser. Here it's like a double suffix. First of all, maybe it took meiser. Also, it's mixed up with your other food. So it's taruvis demai. So here, it's only a shah of taruvis demai. So, Orab Zera, Efsher Gozra taruvis demai, is it possible that Chazal asked taruvis demai, and Mestayim Milsa, they have asked the Vechasura, and asked the land of eating Isser? Hashto behem toshel tzadikim. And in Kosh Baruch Hu, to call Yodom, we'll see in tomorrow's daf. That on behem toshel tzadikim, Kosh Baruch Hu is not bringing to call Yodom. Tzadikim atzmai kolshkein. Of course, tzadikim never would happen like a michshol of vachalos asuras. It never happened to them. So, hacker of Zera, the hacker of Asi, be nichshal in the Isser of the Mai, if even behem toshel don't have a, don't land up being nichshal in the Isser of the Mai. So must be taruva is amutter. Nofik Rav Zeira dokva ashkachi. Pekataka found in a brisa that's taka matter taruva is of the mai. The tanya halakech yain losech amuris. If you buy wine kidei to put it into the fish dish, or losech aluntis, or into a special wine dish, or kashina, and you bought kashina and lasvem tchinim to make some kind of like a farina or porridge, adoshim lentils lasvem resisim to make also some kind of dish with lentils. All these cases are chayiv from demai. Why? Because you bought it by itself, and it's chayiv demai, chayiv to be ma'isa mesafik. Ve'in tzarich lo mishum vaday. Of course, vaday is also. But ve'hein atzmon. But if you buy actual dish of murias or aluntis or tchinim or arisisim from amaretz mutter v'tarim reshen taruvos. So what are we saying? We're saying over here, really, it's mutter taruvos, and that's why Rav Asi was not nichshol because they never geyser demai on taruvos. He was machmer. Oh, why did he criticize him? Because he held that you should be machmer. I hear a question. He was machmer. Also, it could be before it's nafak dak veshka. He first thought that Taruz is also, and afterwards he found out that. But should have looked at it before he criticized. Maybe ever. I hear the aura. Okay, talk to Gemara Viter. But loy, the nakar is the legozo atruvus demai. The nakar is on taruvus of demai. But Tanya had no stain l'shchinasa isa leefois b'kedera levashel. If someone gives his neighbor who's amaretz, he gives him his dough and says, "You know, you take care of it." Basically, he gives him flour and says, "You take care of it. Make it into challah." So he has to use he has to make it into challah. Or kedera levashel, he gives him a kedera and says, "Cook this." You know, ain't a chayshu to arvat tavim shabah. You're not worried that the sar and tavlin is loy mishum shviyas, loy mishum maaser. Why? Because you use your ingredients. You give him all the ingredients. You say, "Make me a flour. Make me a dough." I gave you all the ingredients. Make the dough. The amaretz. Give it all the. Or I gave you all the. I gave the amaretz all the ingredients. Then make me a kedera. You don't have to worry. Maybe she took your spices and gave him her spices. You're not worried about that. So what do you see? Oh, I've been finished. Vamalay asay lo mishulchi. He says, "You make. You know. You make it. Use your ingredients." Then you have to worry about it. So what do you see? You see over here that there's a problem of taruvas. Here it's taruvas. You see it's a problem of amaras taruvas. Because we say asim shulchi, it's taka also. So tomorrow shani hasam the kibun to come aloy asim shulchi. Since he said do it from yours, command. It's like command the arbi daim dom. It's like it'll be a daim. That's not taruvus ready. If I buy it and put it in my hands, that's not called taruvus. So here, I told the guy to do your stuff. That's like I bought the ingredients and put it in. That's not called taruvus. Rafa mama, a different tarot. Shani sa'ar v'tavlin. the latayma of it. Shani Sarvat Havlin, the latayma of it. That you did it latayma. You did it latayma. And you could taste it. Latayma le bottle. There, those things are latayma, and therefore it's not bottle, so therefore it's worse. First of all, tarubis, spices and sa'ar, they make the whole dough, therefore it's worse, and therefore will not be bottle. Right, the Gemara of the chalufa lechashino, you're not choishes for chalufa? You're not choishes for someone switching something? We say, we're not choishes for the Amaris to switch it, right? If you give Amaris a whole a bowl of ingredients, you're not worried she's going to switch it. But now, you give your shviger, maisa as shunoisla, you give your stuff as your shviger to do. First, you take maisa before you give it to her, and when you get it back, you take maisa, because she's zicha switched it. She's zicha switched it. You have to mice both ways. Why? Because you're not slipping either. You're giving her, and you're not, it's a chav to give it to her. She's zichem to switch it. Why? Because she's zichem messed up the first time. Can't give you a messed up dish. You have to do it again. So she's zichem to switch it. She's zichem to switch it. So here the kasha. You see, Clara, we're about chayish chalufim.
What do we trust her? But what makes her special?
She's Amaritz. This. The case was that her shviger was Amaritz.
He didn't marry Bastamachachim.
Right, he didn't marry Bastamachachim. No. So she was Amaritz, and he gave her stuff. So now the point is, we're showing that chayish was switching over here. That's the bottom line. What? No, don't mind a case where she was where she was a mice. Yeah, but it wouldn't make sense then. It has to be dafka chamaisa who doesn't keep mice. Yeah. So kash ay choshes v'chalitim. Remember hasam ketanya taima. Or Rabbi Yehuda. Right here, the Khan's Bita Mushav Khasna. Here is a special reason why Khash is Khalifa. You know why? Because she wants his daughter to have good food and she's embarrassed of her of the husband, of the Adam. She's very embarrassed of Adam. You know, like what? Well, you know, you're not the first Adam. I guess the first one, you know. You know. Some people, you know, they find out that the Adam likes, you know, like certain things, then forget about it. Next time every time you come, you're getting that dish, so totally comes out of your ears. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But you know that's how it works. They try to please the item, you know. Well, I'm saying it's a special reason there. Very marvel. Alma loy chashinon. Well, alma loy chashinon. Oh, not chashdus, but alma. But nan. We learned in the Mishnah. I'm going to show you a different case where you chashdus the chalifim. We are hanoisin lapundikis shaloi. Those days, you know, it's to eat tag. You know, it used to eat by the guys in yeshiva, the bachur in yeshiva, they came to their lodging, and that's where the lady of the house, they made them food. When the bachur give them the food to make, you do both ways. And what? I'm recording it.
Why do you have to
get
a maeser going in?
Same thing. You don't want to be machshol the pundikus. Because it's choishes for chalipin. So tomorrow, hasam nami moira va'amra. So the question is again: you find that this pundikus also might switch it. Why is she switching it? I thought we're not choishes switching. The reason is that we say we're not choishes switching is because they don't steal. People don't steal. So here, why? So we said answer the shviger because she's very worried about her daughter and her son-in-law. Now, what's pshat over here?
She might
steal. She might switch it. Even though it's stealing, she says, "You know what? I'm doing this to my daughter-in-law. So my daughter, or my son-in-law. So I'm a hetek. I could switch it. Here, what's the hetek here? Why do you switch it? So here, also now I'm married of Amra. Here also she's very hetek. She says to herself, "Babi Rav Lich Chamima V'Nach Kira. She's going to make the food, and after 20 minutes, they're still learning." And they didn't come back to be cold. So she makes another dish with her stuff because she doesn't want the poor yeshiva bachurim to eat cold food. She says, what do you mean? I'll eat the cold food. Give the chashiv bachurim the hot food. So again, we have another excuse why there's chalipin there. So usually you're not chash chalipin. But it's not a kasha. You're allowed to work together with Eisham Aretz. You're not worried that you land up eating her food. You know, the neighbor, the Amaretz, calls over the Eishes Chaver to come help her out. Maybe not help her out. You know what? You might take some of the food and eat it while you're working with her. The normal thing is, when you're working with food, you eat it. So the Brice is like this. Isha Tuchava Tuchanis and Isha Amaret Bazanchi Tameya. While the Ishkava is Tameya, while she's Tameya, she's used to not touching food. And she doesn't touch the food, she's not going to eat it. I will always mention she's Tahara, but when she's Tahar, she's not going to work with the food because she might come to eat it. Even when she's Tameya, she can't work with the Amaret. Why not? Because the Amaret will hand her something to eat. And when someone hands you something to eat, you don't think, you just eat it. So the Gemara says, Hashta Migzal Gazla, if here you see this Amaret is stealing from her husband and giving food to the neighbor without asking, Chalupim Abayi, you think she abstains from being doing Chalipin? So of course she'll chash for Chalipin. Rav Yosef, Hasam Nami, so what's the pshat again? So Hasam Nami, Merva Amra Tura Medisha Gachal. She's also Marahat, and she says, what do you mean? When you work with food, it's understandable that you eat from it. Just like a shar, when he works in the threshing, eats from it, that's pashas. That's also another reason why you see he is Marahat. Ad kan ha-gemara of the Amaratzim with Mai. Now we're going to move on to a little bit of the Gemara, also with Maisa, and also with Machalas Asuras, until we get to the story of Pinchas Ben Yair, which will be tomorrow, it's very gishmak. Hayid Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoraz ben Chamash Rameya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoraz sounds like he was the brother-in-law of Rameya. He's the ben Chama of Rameya. But the first time we deal with that, Rameya's wife is Buria, it was someone else's father, but I and the Maloya Rame, other Farshim, who it was. But bottom line is, Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoraz was a Chosh Vayid, ben Chamash Rameya, lefnei Rabbi. He came to Rabbi with Edis, al Rameya, she'achal ala she'yarek v'yashon. He said, I saw Rameya eating Allah shall yarek. I saw him eating a leaf from a vegetable in Beis Sha'an without taking ma'aser. And because of that story, the hitter Rebbe is Beis Sha'an kula ayada. Because of that story, he said Beis Sha'an doesn't have to take ma'aser. It must be Beis Sha'an is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Chavru alav achi Beis Aviv. Rebbe's whole family went crazy. Amloi makom shavisecha v'avayisavisecha nogu boy issa atasag v'heter. Everyone knows that this place, we always named them as Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, now, for this story, you're going to know about it. So, Darashlam Mikrozeh. So, Rebbe showed him a drasha that sometimes, even if you're doing things for years, it doesn't mean it stays forever like that. It says, you know, we know in the parashas, I think it's parashas Chukas, there's the story with the Nechash and Nechashas, that the Yidim were complaining about the man. Hashem sent after them the Nechashim, who poisoned the Yidin, they were dying left and right, told Moshe put up on a chash nechashas. He put up a snake. And that snake stayed around for hundreds of years. And at one point, the Yidin started serving it as a berizara. It came to Chizkiah, that means it passed by Asa, Yeshafat, big tzaddikim of Malachim, it came to Chizkiah, Chizkiah destroyed it. Darus HaMikrozev, Kitesh nechash nechashas asa Asa Moshe, it says the Chizkiah went ahead and destroyed that Nechash and Nechashas. So Rebbe asked his brothers and family, Efsha ba Asa v'lebira. Asa, the king of Yehuda, was a tzaddik, got rid of all of Ezara, he left this one. Ba Yeshafat v'lebira. Yeshafat came, he didn't get rid of it. They destroyed all of Ezara. Why did they leave this? The Ebishter left something for Chizkiah to do. He left something for Chizkiah to do. Afani, Rabbi says, you know, till now we thought Beis Shalom Tetzal, but they left me something to Paskin. Afani, Mokoim, Henich Loi, Avoysa, Leskadaboy. Here also, they left me something to do to Paskin. You know, it says, we say in Davin, a lot of times, Seichel Kenu Besar Yisecha. So it starts with this Gemara, that everyone has a chelik in Torah, that they come. This was their, this is Rebbe's chelik that was given to him. This is his chelik, and it was left for him to pass in this thing. Okay, we'll stop over here.